to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. I'm your host, Ian Shelley, and thank you for being here today. It is so wonderful to have all of you beautiful shining lights listening in, being here. We are so honored and grateful for every single one of you. Thank you so much. I'm really delighted to bring you this series, starting off today with this intention ceremony and this launch call. And for those of you who joined us last season, the comments just came right in because we create such a beautiful sacred circle. And for us, this is such a wonderful way to really start the series, to honor everyone's intentions so that your intentions are literally woven into the fabric of the space. And when that happens, they're magnified and they're held in the nurturing arms of the divine. So I bow down to every single one of you. Thank you so much for being here and for being dedicated to expanding your consciousness, to transformation, to making a difference in the world, not just in your own lives, but in lives of others. So the Wisdom of the Ancient series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, what was once remembered, ancient practices, knowledge, and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, other galaxies and dimensions. So it's multidimensional. Ancient also means remembering our own core, our own true self, the greatest version of ourselves, who we can be, our higher selves. The theme for this particular series is vessels of love, light, and service. And may we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us so that we become a true offering, and to do our part to help raise the collective consciousness of all beings. As we become part of the unity consciousness, as we really embody what unity consciousness means, so we move away from separation consciousness into unity consciousness, into the understanding that we are all one, we're all part of the collective. And that's one of the reasons why we have these intention ceremonies in the beginning, is because the intentions become part of the collective, and the vibrations of each person raising their vibration, raising their frequency, benefits all of us, as well as all of humankind and all beings in this world and beyond, all beings. And we have such an amazing group of speakers who we've assembled here today. Well, not today, assembled here for the, They're here in spirit, of course. We've assembled an amazing group of speakers, and I'm thrilled to be on this end talking with them, really finding out the paths that they've taken, having them share their knowledge, having them channel what they've been gifted to channel so that we may all grow and evolve and even find or achieve enlightenment or liberation in this very lifetime. So my intention is that every one of you experience the blossoming of your own true self in this lifetime. That we are all the embodiment of love, of compassion, patience, innocence, awareness, humility, and kindness. That when we walk down the street, those are virtues that we don't have to strive to find. That we embody those virtues when we see someone in need. That our first and true nature is compassion. When we have a choice of how we react, that our first and true virtue is innocence. And we have the awareness at all times for our own humility and kindness and patience. Now, the great sages said that, yes, of course, there's many more than five virtues, but they said that when you focus on a few, the rest will come. And so that's part of my intention, is as for myself and also for everyone, is that everyone gets to embody those virtues so that you don't have to look back and go, my gosh, I wish I was more compassionate. I wish I had been more playful, been more innocent, because those virtues are our true nature, our true self, and we embody them. So today we're going to be doing a grounding and a connecting in process, and then we're going to be doing an intention ceremony. So a little bit of housekeeping. If you don't have your water with you, get a glass of water. It's good to have a glass of water. It's good to keep it covered when you're on a collective call like this, because it is exposed to the energy. If you're able to get a candle, lighting a candle will be good to contribute, not mandatory, of course. And then also connect with, go ahead and bring that along or keep it with you or fetch it if you don't have it already. So those are a few things that we're going to be doing today. We have an incredible group of speakers, and I'm going to just introduce the speakers. Of course, they're not here with us in person right now, but certainly in spirit. And what I'm going to go ahead and do is read the speakers and their topics so that you know who's here. Now, if you've joined the series, that you already have the speaker lineup. So mark your calendar. There might be a particular speaker or a number of speakers who you really feel drawn to or connected with or you resonate with. So mark them down and then be open to all the other speakers. We've got some incredible speakers. So we start off tomorrow. We're doing two shows a day. And we've done this for the last few seasons, and we found that the community really enjoys that. And of course, you get the replays that night, and you get the replays over the weekend. So if you're not able to join us live, which is the preference, but everyone has different commitments and obligations. So if you're not able to join us live, we will miss you live, but we appreciate you listening to the replay. And you can certainly join by phone or by webcast. So if you're new to the community, that's how it works. And we're running through the 8th of August. So starting tomorrow is Jean Ang, and Jean is going to be talking about Arcturian flying dragons, new frequencies to align divine will with heart and mind. And Jean has become really a perennial favorite here on the Wisdom of the Ancients. We've featured him many, many times, and Jean has just an amazing background and brings such a wonderful depth and experience to something that not many people kind of bump into in our everyday lives. Arcturian flying dragons. I'm always excited to have a chat with Jean. That's going to be tomorrow. Ken Stone is going to be here also tomorrow, embodying and experiencing divine resonance. Very excited to have Ken on. We're going to have Aurora Luna Star. She's going to be talking about divine evolution progression, embracing your highest light. And then Amy Flynn is talking about harnessing the power of eclipses to create and activate your ideal fun-bundant 5D reality. And as many of you probably know, we're in the midst of an eclipse right now. So Amy's going to be shedding some light on that, no pun intended, for us this week. And then Elizabeth April is going to be talking about understanding the cosmos. And then rounding off this week is Alana Pratt. And she's going to be talking about intimacy in the healing process, shadow medicine. We're talking about sacred intimacy here. And then Laurie Spagna is talking about living in 5D, vibrating and aligning with 5D, exiting the matrix of the third dimensional reality. So that's kicking off next week. Cornelia Ward, who's a new speaker with us, is going to be talking about passion and purpose, 10 steps to creating a business you love. We're talking about a spiritual business here, a heart-centered business. So for those of you who have glimpses of your purpose work, including spiritual business, that would be a show not to miss. And Marianne Savino is talking about womb alchemy. That's womb alchemy, higher consciousness, and the new 5D earth. Lisa Barnett, who we love, of course, been here many times, is talking about the ancient mystery school of wisdom. And of course, that's Akashic Records. And Lisa has been working with and visiting the Akashic Records for, oh gosh, probably 20 years or more now. Lori Ladd is talking to us about reconnecting with your star family to assist in your ascension. Alicia Power, great to have her back. How to reality shift to serve the world. And Alicia is going to be bringing the creator beings with her. So that's a show that you need to make sure you don't miss. Sarah Jane Farrell, well, the Divine is still downloading a topic for Sarah Jane, but Sarah Jane will be with us. William Linville, so many of you are familiar with William, accessing your true power, your divine abilities. Marina Rose is going to be talking about unleashing the blueprint of your soul through your hands. Mark Ramiro is talking about healing your life through the power of music. And for those of you who have experienced Mark's music, you know the vibrational resonance that it carries and how music can absolutely transport you on so many levels. And of course, Lisa Transcendence Brown, LTB, will be here talking to all of us about the introduction to various levels of awakening. So that is a talk that you absolutely can't miss, the various levels of awakening. I think that will be enlightening for the majority of us. Deborah Wayne is talking about living pain-free, rapid release for chronic pain, depression, anxiety, and trauma, and more. So many of us have afflictions, physical, as well as emotional, and Deborah will be able to talk to you about that. Mia Den Haan is here. She's talking about abundance with Spirit's help. And Althea Provost is also here. And again, the Divine is still downloading her topic to her. Lana Spence is going to be talking about the Vivaxis point, which is an intriguing topic about the New Earth energies. And you'll see her on Facebook talking about that. And then Crystal Hughes, of course, our beloved and my beloved Crystal Hughes, awakening the ancient secrets of your prosperity path. So that's going to be on the 7th of April. And I'm wrapping up on the 8th of April, transforming the human. So thank you so much to all our amazing speakers for being here, for sharing your amazing gifts and spending the time and the energy and the effort to actually be here for the community. So from my heart to yours, thank you so much. So everyone, it's Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And so that is the kind of the logistical part of the show. And I wanted to get us all started off with a bit of a grounded guided journey and connection in there. So wherever you are now, I'm going to be taking you through a journey that I actually recorded just a little while ago, personally, on the mountain. And you know that I live on Orcas Island. And this is an amazing, amazing place. There's a vortex here. In fact, there's multiple vortices. It's such a pure place. And if you've seen the videos, you know that we are so supported by the island. And we're surrounded by the clear waters. There's no industry here. There's no pollution here. There's an angel, a guardian angel of all the islands. There's 174 islands. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong. But there's only a few that are inhabitable. And Orcas Island is a special, special place with a connection to Kauai and a connection to New Zealand. There's ancient stories around how the Maoris used to travel here and the Lemurians used to travel between here, Orcas Island, and Kauai. And this is my home and this is Crystal's home. And I recorded this on the really profound and magical mountain of Mount Constitution. And we have all the island energy infused into this. So sit back, it's going to be about 10 minutes, and let's all get started by going through this guided journey. Sitting as erect as possible with your spine straight as if there's a string pulling up from your crown chakra up through the soul star chakra
up into the universe and beyond. Just pulling your spine straight. Centering yourself now, calling all of your energy back to you. Watch it come down in front of your spine, below your eyebrows, behind your eyes, just packing into that central column in front of your spine, all the way down, down through your tailbone into your legs and toes. All your energy from wherever it might be, things that you've done, things that you are yet to do, plans you have, just bring all your energy back to yourself. Just feel yourself getting centered in that. Now standing in front of your heart, imagine there's a doorway in your heart. Step through that doorway, step into your heart. Just see the pulsation of your heart and just feel gradually as your heartbeat synchronizes and aligns with the heartbeat of the universe. Whatever that might feel like to you, just align with the universe inside of your heart. Now placing your attention at the base of your spine, sending down a strong, firm, solid grounding cord down to the center of the earth. Make it thick and sturdy, really anchoring into the center of the earth, anchoring into Mother Earth. Just feel her connect with you and feel that your hearts are connected and you're totally grounded. Just feel that energetic sinking feeling, but it's a beautiful, positive sinking feeling of grounding. It's a connecting feeling. Imagine now that from your tailbone, the base of your spine, there is a web, like a golden filament of web, extending now over the place, wherever you are. If you're in a city, a town, out in nature, just imagine that this golden web of light, these filaments are extending over the ground itself, over the rocks, over the soil, over the trees, over the leaves, the branches. Just feel that you're connecting in with all the beings that are here, that have incarnated to support you. Wherever you might be on this earth, they're here and they're supporting you. Imagine now that there is a beam of light extending through your heart, back to front, front to back, also from left to right, and then down through your crown chakra and your soul star chakra, through your earth star chakra. Connecting in your heart space, connecting into the golden grid. Now we're spinning a vortex counterclockwise around our bodies, sending down any negative energies, any lower level vibrations or frequencies that we might be harboring that are in our space, in our aura. We're sending all of that down to the center of the earth to be transmuted. Sending it all down. Just feeling that our various bodies and our aura are just lighter, purer. Vibration is higher, frequency is higher. Calling in now, Mother Earth and Father Sun, Divine Mother, Divine Father, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service, all the ascended masters, our guides. Calling in all the support team for us now. Asking that they stay with us and be with us for the duration of this series specifically. And this wisdom series is like an orb. It is its own entity, its own being. And now we place that orb in front of the Ascended Masters and the support team, Divine Mother, Divine Father. And we ask that it be blessed, that all the messages that come through resonate, that the messages we are meant to hear as individuals, as unique souls on this earth plane, resonate with us. And if need be, we take action. For action is where divine grace can flow when we take that action. So we ask now that we are looked over, we are blessed, the speakers, their wisdom comes through, their knowledge comes through, that everyone speaks from their heart, from their soul, that authenticity and integrity come through, and that authenticity and integrity can be felt by everyone listening in, either on the replays or the live calls, it doesn't matter. We ask and pray that the highest vibrations permeate throughout the series. So we give thanks for that. And we also set the intention that love and light and transformation, all of those occur during the series. That every single person listening in, hearing, having an email forwarded, is touched in some way, that in some way we are doing good. In some way we are blessing those and being blessed ourselves. So again, we ask that we remain true, that our purpose remains true and full of integrity and authenticity, and we are guided by the star of love, and that we all are within our hearts. And we ask that the wisdom of the ancients comes through. Those who have gone before, long, long, long time ago, in all worlds, in all systems, in all galaxies, that they are here. That the messages and the techniques and the modalities, everything that we are intended to know, comes through, and that we remain in the listening and the receiving. For we are gathered here with purpose. We are brought here with an intention. And that intention is to learn and to apply and to be transformed and to evolve as we move towards our own enlightenment, as our soul moves towards its own place of liberation and enlightenment. We are all on this journey. And now again, we ask that the wisdom of the ancients, the ancient ones, be with us, deliver their messages through all of us as conduits and instruments. Imagine now that your crown chakra is spinning, and it's a golden ball of light, and it's spinning. Imagine now that your third eye chakra is spinning as a golden ball of light. Imagine now that your throat chakra is spinning as a golden ball of light. Imagine now that your heart chakra is spinning like a golden ball of light. Imagine now that your solar plexus chakra is spinning like a golden ball of light. Imagine now that your sacral chakra is spinning like a golden ball of light. Imagine now that your root chakra is spinning like a golden ball of light. And as each of these chakras spin, they open to receive. So we ask that the chakras open to receive the vibration, each unique vibration, crown chakra opening, third eye chakra opening, throat chakra opening, heart chakra opening, solar plexus chakra opening, sacral chakra opening, root chakra opening, opening to receive the specific resonance, opening to receive the light that is coming through, opening to the healing that is going to occur when that specific resonance hits each chakra, opening to the healing. Opening to the healing, opening to the transformation, opening to the evolution, opening to the enlightenment and the awakening, opening to all of that along the path of liberation, and opening to be of service to others, that the information and the messages we receive help us to be of greater service to everyone, that we might be vessels and instruments of love and light and power and service for all.
Oh, thank you, everyone, for taking part in that. We're going to go ahead and start the fire. We'll come back. The sacred circle has been created. Now we're going to light the fire of transformation. And so as we get ready to do that, if you are still wanting to place your intentions and have them read, please put them in the question box with your location. We don't need your name. I'm not going to read your name out loud. You'll know who you are. Plus, it's all in the community space. Just your location and your intention. And that's on the webinar page. And we'll make sure that it is read in this intention ceremony. So right now, the fire is being lit, the fire of transformation. The flames are burning bright. So let's all get ready now to have the fire anchor and purify our intentions. And as our intentions are placed in the fire, may the fire carry our intentions to the divine, so that all our collective intentions are all woven together. They are magnified, and they are called forth throughout the series. And right now we're calling on Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, Father Son, all the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, the Ancient Ones, our Spirit Guides, our Animal Guides, to join us now and support each and every one of us. So it is almost time to place the intentions into the fire. We are all within our heart space. We feel our heart is open. We feel that love in our open heart. We feel that union, that unity consciousness. And the intentions are being delivered to the orb, that is the wisdom of the ancients. And let's all set the intention that we keep the container of this series pure, that we honor this creation, this co-creation, this entity, this being, and try to only engage in high vibrational activities for the duration of the series, so that our collective vibration is as high as possible for the greatest good of all. So my intention is that this wisdom series serves every single one listening, every single one reading an email, every single one looking at a speaker's photograph, that you are served in some way, that there is some vibration or frequency that reaches you, and that you receive what you need so that you may grow and evolve. And I pray now that myself and every speaker come from an open heart, a pure heart, with the greatest level of authenticity and integrity. That is my prayer for myself and for the speakers, that we are used as conduits and instruments of the divine, serving every single beautiful light, shining star that is on the phone or on the webcast, serving you all, and that we bring you information that you need, that needs to be birthed, that needs to be communicated, that we are bathed in divine light and unity of spirit. So as the flames grow higher and taller, right now I take each and every one of our guest speakers on the series and pray that the universe guides their words, their actions, their thoughts, so that everyone listening will feel the most benefit. May each speaker, as I read their names, receive the blessing that they may be guided and supported and used as a divine channel, so that everyone hearing the vibrations of their message and experiencing the activations and healings of the call will be touched in some capacity. So We ask now that the following speakers be used as divine instruments: Jean Ang, Ken Stone, Aurora Luna Star, Amy Flynn, Elizabeth April, Alana Pratt, Larry Spagna, Cornelia Ward, Marianne Savino, Lisa Barnett, Laurie Ladd, Sarah Jane Farrell, Alicia Powell, William Linville, Marina Rose, Mark Romero, Lisa Transcendence Brown, Deborah Wayne, Mia Denhan, Althea Provost, Lana Spencer, Crystal Hughes, and Ian Shelley. And now we're going to offer your intentions to the divine. I'm going to read them one by one. There's a lot of them. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being part of this. Thank you for shining your light. It's with gratitude that we read these and deliver them. We're going to add them to the flame and have the flame carry them to the divine. Knoxville, setting an intention for clarity and alignment. San Alcimo, my intention is to boldly move forward in my life in conscious completion with past relationships, focusing on creative self-expression. Berea, Ohio, may divine loving magic flow to all the hearts and all there is and all there was, allowing the clouds to still comfort all, yet parting enough to allow the sun to shine through. From Brussels, Belgium, as divine feminine and divine masculine energies are merging into a sacred marriage, our beloved planet Earth Gaia expand her joy in her heart of hearts in the entire universe. Infinite gratitude for opening the sacred space. From Richmond, Virginia, I intend to give up all judgment. From Little Silver, New Jersey, namaste to all. From Canada, to receive healing through a sense of peace, joy, gratitude, and love. May these feelings ripple out into the world to be shared. From San Francisco, asking for inner wisdom and energy to accomplish my goals, such as strengthening my body while losing body fat and toxins. From Amsterdam, to release all clutter and lower level energies from my home space to be aligned with my new, beautiful, powerful energy so I can move forward. From Vancouver, Washington, I intend to continue this miraculous journey of ascension that is now in the 50th year, and I appreciate the opportunity to participate in this series. There's always something new to learn. From France, my intention is to participate in creating a beautiful and mindful circle in order to bring in wisdom from all the ancients to benefit everyone participating. Blessings and love to all. From Columbia, South Carolina, my intention is to fully release and transmute any and all negative energy and limitations so I and really all who resonate can fully embody this human experience with total love, happiness, joy, and abundance in all areas of life, stepping fully into my power right now. From South Australia, my intention is to clear addiction of all kinds with ease and with grace and the honoring of ourselves in line with the love of the universe. What is time to, for these to be released? From St. Petersburg, joining together with all of you to be in our divine brilliance at this most joyous and beautiful moment as one with so much love. From Eden, I intend to make this new chapter in my life full of intimate love, blessings, prosperity, true abundance and joy in every way, in all levels, where I am that I am, be awakened and guided and lifted every step of the way from Boston to get to release the ego getting louder with the judgments of myself, releasing feelings of failure. From Wallkill, my intention is to let go of any fear of living in my truth and heal everything and anything that stands in my way. Hello, my deepest gratitude and experience for such a deep sense of loss. So letting go of feelings of abusive, dysfunctional family, any feelings of needing to get away in order to survive. From Mission Viejo in California, may I awaken to my true self and ignite my soul's purpose to be a vessel of love and light. May I be a catalyst for others' journey towards peace, compassion, and personal power. From Scotland, I look forward with anticipation and excitement as I set my intention to receive and remember the wisdom of the ancients and to embody those elements of the ancient wisdom that are waiting for me to embrace them again, taking me into my mission and full truth and embodiment of I am. so that I may serve and share for the highest good for all willing sentient beings as we move forward and toward the new golden age. From Kalispell, Montana, my intention is to open up and receive enlightened knowledge for incorporation into my daily practice, lighten my being, and applicable transmission for the highest good of all. From London, to be clear of my talents and my abilities in order to serve in the light with ease, with grace, and with love. From Umina Beach, my intent is to be and live the highest vibration of myself, to be in continual contact with my higher self and ascension team and live my soul purpose. And as I'm reading these, we're all offering these to the fire as a collective so that the divine, these will be carried up to the divine and woven into the very fabric of this series for the greater good of all. From Nashua, my intention to remove blocks, beliefs of feeling not deserving of more love, joy, fun, happiness, peace, and to trust myself and divine universal energy to meet like-minded friends who I can connect with. And as I'm reading this, we pray that the divine uses everyone's intention to shed light onto areas in our own lives where we may need this intention, but we haven't found the words, where we haven't voiced this intention, but our heart and our soul is crying out. So we ask that the divine uses every single one of these intentions to shed light on areas in our own personal lives. From Nashua, my other intention is to find a volunteer or paid opportunity to offer Reiki in the city where I live. From Belgrade, Serbia, my intention is to receive and anchor the wisdom offered by brilliant contributors to support and enhance my service in the highest good of all. Much love and gratitude to all. From Rotterdam, my intention is the creation of food forests all over the world. Thank you and bless you. That these trees are sacral spirits again. No more chemtrails, no more geopolitics. Let us recreate healthy air, earth, waters, and soil on Gaia. Namaste to that. Charlotte, my intention is to more fully embody my higher self. From Tucson, I would love to be my soul. I want to allow my soul to work through me in the most loving and beneficial way possible. I want to bring heaven to earth. From Auckland, intentions of wisdom, healing, inspiration, community, joy, and gratitude for sharing space with such loving, gifted, and powerful beings. Thank you all that are here bringing your energy and support to this collaboration of hearts for the greatest good of all. From Reno, my intention to have a financially thriving, secure, comfortable life. Thank you. From Long Beach, my intention is to put more focus and love into the creative aspect of my art. Yes. And to go deeper into my lost wax side of my jewelry design work. From Fort St. John, my intention is to embody and receive the ancient wisdom shared with love and gratitude. Namaste. From Coquille, thank you for making this happen. This is huge. I set my intention to heal all of my core wounds, along with core wounds of our ancestors through all timelines, space, dimensions, and get relief for all. From New Zealand, my intention is to stay centered during this period of these powerful eclipses and for the next 6 months honoring my healing gifts, my breath, and remain brave and trusting as I offer my healing and support to those who are sent to me through love and grace. From Mount Victoria, it is my intention to become my radiant self and live, be and show up as love, light, and in the highest way for all. I'm letting my vision focus on my purpose, life now, and I will create it. Thank you, and so it is. My intention from Maryland is to deepen my relationship with the divine and with other people. From San Diego, I appreciate you inviting us to include our intentions. My intention is I have the love and commitment of SAW, and it is more fun and joyful and fulfilling than I ever thought possible. I'm having that. Yes, you can have that. Yes, you can have that. From New Hampshire and USA, my intention is for all to harmonize and support the newly formed crystalline grid within the Gaia Sophia so that it can begin to be accessed by all loving beings as it was intended during the ancient hybridization of the planet, that all of our DNA potentials of divine love becomes activated for the greatest good of all. Yes to that. Namaste to that. My intention is to be my best self now and to be the greatest contribution to myself and to the world. Thank you, thank you. From Cincinnati, I intend all living creatures are guided and guarded and protected and provided for every minute of every day in the highest and best way. So be it. Thank you. From Somerset, my intention is to live every moment of every day with more joy, happiness, and peace in my heart and in my love and in my life. From Bakersfield, health and well-being for myself and Mother Gaia. Thank you. From Wilmington, Delaware, my intention is to clear my fear and doubt and replace it with trust in the universe, to find the courage to fulfill my mission of assisting as many as possible in their ascension. From Los Angeles, peace on earth and equality for all, that the earth is filled with light and love and that any darkness is dissolved and is no longer active. And right now we can all just send just sparklers, just send the sparklers out into the world, dissolving the darkness. Let the light replace the darkness. Let all beings be happy. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu, to everyone. So everyone, imagine those sparklers just lighting up throughout the world. From Greensboro, my intention, excited to align with my ancestors, this light tribe, and all the gifts of the star beings and support seen and unseen during this grand time of transformation now. Aho. From LA, peace on earth and equality for all. From New York, to manifest a job that serves others and provides me peace and joy. From Hove in the United Kingdom, I'm grateful for having a new home that is quiet, spacious, and in the community of my tribe in a clean environment that I'm able to make a living by using my gifts and talents and share the life's pleasures with my partner that I have a deep heart and soul connection with. And I am an inspiration to others by showing them the magic in the world and the beauty of nature and the love around and inside us and being in total alignment with my universal truth. For that, I am very grateful. From Gabriola Island, intention that in the weeks ahead, those listening and those they hold dear and near experience transformations and expansion, ultimately leading to peace within themselves, their lives, and the world as a whole. My intention is that the consciousness is raising on our planet, that we honor, listen, and learn from the ancient wisdom that is being presented to us and that we share. From Portland, bright blessings. From Fort Lauderdale, beloved, may clarity in our mind and spiritual wisdom in our heart awake unconditional love in humanity, be blessed beyond measure. From Grand Blanc, to embrace my ability to be a vessel for truth. From Houston, prayers needed for our family's health issues, for our children, grandchildren, spouses, marriages, jobs, and family and their finances. World peace for everyone. From Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, my intention to use what I gained from this series to amplify my ability to impact humanity's continuing evolution into higher consciousness, as well as to continue my own evolution. From Taos, New Mexico, to be a shining light on this wonderful Mother Earth Gaia planet. With each breath I breathe, may I radiate only love and light and compassion to you and for all beings in all worlds. And I thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace to all. I love you, love you, love you, to the moon, to the stars, to the sun, and back to our beloved Mother Earth. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Palm Coast, my intention is to have a more joyful life. Richmond, bringing forward through love and compassion the wisdom of the ages to bless and guide all of humankind as our divine mother, Mother Earth, aligns us with the universe. To get married to my soulmate, to get married to my soulmate, may it be so, it is so. From Boca Raton, Florida, to awaken with greater clarity into my soul purpose and to step out boldly in inspired action. From Chennai, I would like to develop my mind to get intuitive healing energies to help myself and others. I would like to have manifesting abilities. From Portland, my intention is the flowering of the heart of humanity and the merging of our hearts with the heart of the divine, that we may step firmly on the path of stewardship on this divine planet Gaia. From Edinburgh, I intend to heal my digestive problems. From Burlingame, California, intention to heal and move forward as the universe needs. From Sarasota, Florida, my intention is that divine peace prevails in every heart of every man, woman, and child on the face of this earth, past, present, and future, without judgment, for God's glory and for the highest good of all. I intend to open my heart fully to the divine, to discover and follow my purpose. From Columbia, South Carolina, all spiritual gifts be fully present and known to those who wish this to be present in their being. From Broke, please express my intention of pure love and healing to my beautiful homeland, Montrose, which is now being mined for coal. Blessings towards Montrose. Blessings to you. To love myself more than addiction and to feel comfortable in my own skin. From Salt Lake City, my intention for my greatest good for my new business will be successful and bring financial freedom. From Tennessee, my intention is to gain more wisdom and greater connection from highest guidance. From Trinidad and Tobago, I set the intention to step into all that I am meant to be and do in this lifetime for the greatest good of all. From New York, Manchester, love, peace, joy. I am radiates forth now. From Powell River, British Columbia, I intend to embody my soul, to embody my message. The message is light, to see myself in the world as light. Again from Chennai, I wish to get my compassion and empathy developed to the optimal extent possible. From Nashville, North Carolina, my intention is to step fully into my divine human on the earth, on the new earth, to assist all to awaken and live in new earth together, remember fully who they are, to clear away the fear and inner conflict of not being good enough. From Palm Coast, my intention is to have my family together in love. From Pittsburgh, to heal myself and others while stepping into my mastery. From Justice, my intention is for my adult sons to be free from smoking pot and from drugs and alcohol and anxiety and from a low self-image. From Powell River, British Columbia, I intend to anchor in pure awareness, live in pure awareness all the time. From Washington, my intention is to step further into embodiment of my divine expression in the world. From Napa, now the prayer I have been praying can be answered regarding moving forward in my creative life and being reunited with my true partner so we can walk in the light together despite so many obstacles that exist now in our relationship. From Buffalo, New York, love and kindness for ourselves and others, for the love to expand and carry to those who are unable to, at this time, realize just how amazing they are, to continue to heal and harmony and harmonize and realize the negative, to become light again, to find my power and hold it close, to share and harmonize Mother Earth and all her sentient beings. Love and hugs to all, and right back at you, Buffalo, New York. Hugs to you, New York, New York. No longer are we of good and divine intention, not only because of spirit's direction, that we are listened to the world for the greatest good. I think I messed that one up, but that's how it wrote. I'm sorry about that. So the intention is coming through, though, so don't worry about that. The words are just words. It's the vibration that counts. Valencia, my intention is to feel inspired to move forward, to get out of stagnation and isolation with self-love and confidence to share my gifts in the world. From Bondi Beach in Sydney, to be in loving service to the divine. From South Carolina, my intention is to remove the blockage that is stopping me from moving into my purpose of becoming a health and wellness coach as I feel stuck. I also want to meet people who are on the same wavelength and thinking. from mineral wells to step into my power so that I might spread more of my love and light to all that I encounter. From San Diego, my intention is to have a vibrant, healthy body and my real life purpose opening and blossoming into my own unique gifts of metaphysics, healing, health, energy, nutrition, communication according to the divine oneness. Thank you. From Winchester, California or Canada, CA, to fully embody Christ consciousness and empower others to do the same. From Jacksonville, Oregon, my intention is to have a home for my two cats and to create a resort for homeless artists, actors, musicians. There's such love here. There's such purity. There are many places for alcoholics, drug addicts. There's no shelter or services for someone like me. I have been told this many times. I would also like to create orphanages some distances from the resort to ensure that these children actually have a future and guaranteed education and careers as they grow older. Everyone deserves a future to look forward to, including myself. I am 55 and cannot get myself out of the hole and the crash and a truck running over me and paying off all of my hospital bills I have created for the greater good of all. From Michigan, to stand in my power and truth and hold space for our new earth, honoring myself and all of the ancestors to bring forth all the love our earth is dreaming of. Massachusetts, my intention is for the healing of all who have been terrorized, for those who are acting as oppressors, that they may find wholeness and self-love. From Ventura, to rearouse my passions, following them where they may lead me, and encourage and edify others along the way, going forth with blessed assurance. Blessings to all who hear this. Ah, you are so amazing. I mean, did you hear that? Do you hear who's out there? Do you hear the community? Can you feel the community? This is why we do what we do. I mean, we are one universal spirit. We are one universal consciousness. There is power. There is love. This is an incredible community. I ask you, join the call. Show up. We need you. Show up. Be there. If you can't be there, listen to replays. This is so powerful. So we offer all of these intentions to the divine right now through the fire, the sacred fire. Let everyone's intention be realized. We offer them as prayers to the divine. We offer them as prayers with hands together on bended knees. We offer them as prayers. If they are for the greatest good of all, we offer them as prayers. So thank you, thank you, thank you, all you beautiful souls for being here. Thank you for being here, for spending the time and the energy and for being present, for being in your heart. Thank you for sharing your vibrations of love and light and power and service. Thank you for your desire to be a vessel of love, of light, and of service. And may we all find the true blossoming of all the virtues of kindness, compassion, awareness, patience, humility within our hearts, that we may embody these. We may embody these virtues. We don't have to strive to be these. We don't have to strive to become them. We pray that we may embody them. And again, I just give thank you and divine grace. I thank you to all of you shining lights for being here. And I thank the amazing speakers who are going to be here and who's going to share their wisdom and share their journeys and their stories and share their gifts and their divine assignments. The speakers, the guests have been given these gifts for a reason. They've been given these gifts because they are meant to share them. The ones that are here in the series are meant to share them. And they're not meant to be sitting in a cave meditating. That's not their divine assignment. Their divine assignment is to help all of us on our own journeys, to shed the light on that part of our lives that needs healing, that needs light shed, that needs illuminating, so that we may reach enlightenment and liberation in this lifetime. That is our prayer. So we continue this on the Facebook group. For those of you who visit Facebook, please go to the Our Reaction Global Webinar Series. You'll find our speakers there. They do many readings, activations. So that's where this continues. But I just want to thank every one of you again as we wrap this up for being here, for putting in your intentions. These intentions are now woven into the very fabric of this series. And again, so that you know, you can hold me accountable to be authentic and to have integrity. And if I'm ever not, you call me out on that, because it is my intention, my purpose, to only bring you the highest level of integrity speakers. I honor every one of you in the community. And it is my purpose to really hold you sacred and to bring speakers who are aligned with the divine, aligned with truth. And nobody comes on the show unless they have really been scanned. I've asked the divine. We've scanned for these speakers to be here. So for whatever reason, these speakers are meant to be here to share. And sometimes you might be triggered or challenged. But nonetheless, these speakers that are going to be sharing their love and their light with all of us are meant to be here. So again, I thank you for being part of the Sacred Circle. If you have anything to say that you'd like to share about this call, I'd love for you to just share it in the comments now. And we want to wrap this up by always being in deep gratitude to the Ancient Ones. Thank you for the support. To the Ascended Masters, thank you for being here. For Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, all the ancient and divine beings of love, light, power, and service, thank you so much for being here, for supporting us, for bringing us all together, for bringing us together. As the collective and in the collective, that we may share the unity consciousness and the divine consciousness. So much love to all of you. Tomorrow we have our show starting at 11 a.m. So we'll see you. We're going to run through the 8th, and may we all be of service to each other. Love to all of you. Much love. Much love to all of you. Take care. Bye now.